of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
Are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Man.
Go ahead.
Here we are again. Welcome back to the Big Mig. I'm your host, Lance Migliaccio, with my co-host, as always, George Ballantine.
What's up, y'all?
George, what's going on? Is that a new t-shirt? Did you get another t-shirt from somebody, dude?
This is a brand new t-shirt. You know, this is
special. How do I know
this
that?
This is a special occasion.
Listen. This guy's got more t-shirt deals than anybody in the country. He's got t-shirts coming in from everywhere.
No.
Ridiculous.
That's not
what
true.
Does that one say? I can't tell. What does it say there, George?
Comfort breeds weakness.
Boy, that's actually true.
And that's an honor of tonight's segment, too, just so you all know.
I mean, being forged in fire is definitely necessary for your integrity. I believe that it'll change people. And I think when you have it too easy, we see it a lot with these millennials. Take a look on TikTok if you want to see what's happened to our country. By the way, those same TikTok, you know, it's funny about TikTok, Chinese company, and they'll promote all these dance challenges and licking toilets and all the other garbage they put on there. But yet, if you did that in China, if you tried to put something on TikTok that was like that, that wasn't you studying or a physics test or some kind of an experiment that showed your intelligence or something that supported the CCP, if you didn't do that, you would be in serious trouble. They do not allow the garbage we allow on TikTok in China, and it's their company. So that tells you what TikTok's all about. You probably shouldn't have your kids on there. Hey, George, where the hell is the real Fetterman? Will the real Fetterman please stand up? John Fetterman, are you?
You just gave me an idea for a meme video.
Okay, damn. How many fake-ass Fettermans are there now, George?
I don't know. How many fake-ass Bidens are there?
I don't know, but this Fetterman thing's out of control. They keep sticking these guys up there with the big, giant, bald heads. First of all, I didn't realize there were that many ugly Fetterman lookalikes across the country. It's a big number, right? I mean, every time I turn around, they produce a new guy. You look at the ears, they're not right. You look at the nose, it's not right. You look at that Cro-Magnon forehead, it's not right. The lump on the back of his neck. And the most telling last Fetterman, John Fetterman, the allegedly the real John Fetterman, has tattoos running down both of these arms. We saw him during his election run. He definitely had them. He doesn't have them any longer.
I have that picture somewhere too.
I think
without
it's crazy.
The tattoos, I should say.
So America, let me tell you what the government's telling you. You're stupid. They're telling you directly to your faces, conservatives and liberals, you're stupid, that they can get away with whatever they want, funneling some guy to you that's supposed to be John Fetterman, which, by the way, is criminal, by using replacements and acting like it's the actual person. It would be one thing if it was done for security. I don't think anybody wants to assassinate John Fetterman. I don't think you need to assassinate John Fetterman to make him ineffective.
I don't think we need to assassinate anybody.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's pretty ridiculous. You know, country's in trouble. You got a government that obviously doesn't give a shit. I mean, listen, I want you to know, George, I got a new ride parked out front. You want to guess what it is?
Is it that military vehicle we were talking about?
It's an F-35, buddy.
Oh, military vehicle.
It landed here. I got lucky. It's parked out right in front of my house. I feel blessed. I just got a free $80 million plane.
Listen, somebody today, I don't know if it was a government official or somebody on Twitter said they were looking for this and that. I just said, you know, go to the dark web. I got a few on there for sale.
Exactly. It's on the dark web. Listen, I got it out front here. I'm going to put it on the dark web right after the show. 40 million. You can have it at 50% off here on the Big MIG.
40 million.
Half price on F-35s. They're available. Supposedly, you know, they said they found it, right? They found that it crashed in, I think, North Carolina. You know, who knows if that's even true, if they're just doing the old CYA. It's not like anybody in the Biden administration, FGP, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, does not like any of them ever know to tell the truth, that's for sure. They're all a bunch of lying SOBs. So here's the deal. My question is this, you know, Joe, you've got a secure military satellite network that tracks every piece of military hardware and every military plane. How is it even possible? Because the black box wouldn't have been turned off. The pilot ejected, they found the pilot. How is it possible that you couldn't just detect the plane from its previous flight path? Are you trying to tell us that our military satellite system is compromised?
Lance, I'm gonna give you applause for that one, hold on.
Yeah. NORAD, I mean, NORAD, what? Cheyenne Mountain? They can't keep track of a plane?
It's pretty sad because look what our adversaries are looking at right now, saying, damn, they can't even keep track of a fighter jet in their own country. What could they actually do overseas or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Chinese weather balloons, allegedly really spy balloons, traversed our country multiple times.
Let's get
They said they didn't know about those.
No, that wasn't alleged. That was true on that one.
You know, I mean, you get what I'm saying, right? They're full of shit. You can't lose track of an F-35. It's not true. I don't believe it. I don't know exactly why that even came up unless it was a redirection. Did Joe Biden just do something else crooked that they didn't want us to pay attention to? Or did Hunter Biden add a couple more crimes to his laptop? It's the redirection, right? The sleight of hand, the David Copperfield. The shell game, George. The old shell game.
And twist of fate.
Well, look, we got a special episode for you guys tonight. It's a state of constitutional emergency. I don't say that lightly. You have to understand that our election system is under attack across the country. We have a special guest. I got to give her credit. She shows up in my timeline constantly.
She does.
Hardest working woman in the constitutional business at the moment, Michelle Swinnick. That's Michelle with one L.
Yeah,
you can find her. I'm going to have her give you her handle on X when she comes on. You ought to give her a follow if you want to lift your, you know, here at the Big Mig, you know this, we're the tip of the spear. We go out of our way to educate people. We want to give you the information, liberals and conservatives. We want to educate everybody because the country's under attack and we need to be all hands on deck. We have to unify. Liberty means anything at all. It means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. She's originally from Bridgewater, New Jersey, moved to Arizona in 96. She's an America First Arizonian now, been there, can't seem to get her butt out of there. She just told me she keeps trying to get moved and she can't get it done.
Well, she maybe because she's fighting to save Arizona. She wants to be where the most corruption is, so Arizona's it.
Well, that's a good choice. I mean, I don't know. I'm here in Colorado. Our corruption is close.
Of course it is.
Jenna Griswold, one of the most corrupt secretaries of state in the entire country, a Soros puppet. She's a constitutional patriot. She runs a website called SaveMyFreedom.us. I want to give you your social media here. I think I've got it here. Do we have social media here, George? No, but we'll make sure you get the social media links for her. You want to spread the word. Without any further ado, I want to get her on here because we've got a lot of material to cover, and I think it's going to be a great show for our listeners. As always, the Big Mig Mafia, we love you guys. Support us, share us. Don't forget, if you're over on Rumble watching the feed, if you're on X watching the feed, don't forget to hit that subscribe, the like, the follow button, the share and comment. We need support. We need to expand our voice. The more reach we get, the better it'll be for America and everybody that lives here. Okay, George, can you bring on Michelle?
I'm going to bring on Michelle. I just want to add one little statement with
yes,
Michelle.
Please do.
Because a lot of people don't know this. I mean, I didn't know this. I learned this recently and had the pleasure of speaking with him. So there's a lot that goes on with what Michelle's doing. And there's people that are behind the scenes that they work together. And there's one gentleman by the name of Steve Stern. So just pay attention to that name. Michelle, we'll talk about it maybe. But this is all about Michelle in Arizona right now. Sorry, Steve. Let's bring her on.
Hi, gentlemen. It's good to see Michelle. You in person. Well, in virtually rather than just talking and on the twatter. We did that before.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We know you've been very busy and we appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. It's important. It's important work you're doing. Do you want to just give the audience a quick 5-sentence? How did you get started? What made you get in the fight? I know it made me get in the fight. What made you get in the fight, Michelle?
Well, it started back when Fox News called Arizona in the 2020 election at like 7:01 and our polls closed at 7. So that started it. And then I started doing my talk radio show that was on the internet, moved it over a TV show over on brightdown.tv. And then it was in this August of 2022, it was getting into the primaries here in Arizona because we had just had some really interesting upsets, which there's no way these people lost, okay? Because we were boots on the ground, a precinct committeeman, state committeeman, there's no way some of these candidates lost. So I said, all right, let's delve into really what's going on with the elections and the machines. So, and I'd watched Lindell and a bunch of other people. So you kind of got a gist, but I said, all right, let me just look a little. And then I talked to Tina Peter, she came on the show. And then I was like, wait, two sets of books, what's going on? And then we'd started a campaign to ban the machines. And then I said, you know what, if I'm going to walk the walk and talk the talk, what I need to do, because I saw Romney McDaniels and Cleta Mitchell, two fraudsters, liars, and grifters.
Rona?
Okay?
Are you talking about Rona?
Rona Romney McDaniel, right? She runs the RNC, okay? Her and Cleta Mitchell were on the war room, and they were talking about, you need to become a priest, you need to become a poll worker or poll watcher. But yet they didn't tell you what to do. They didn't tell you what it meant. And they didn't tell you anything about it. So I'm like, wait, so you want me to do these things? Typical RNC bull crap, right? So you want me to do these things? You don't tell me where to go and you don't tell me what they actually do. So I said, okay, I'll call the RNC. That was fun. And then I said, you know what? Then I said, okay, well, poll watcher is through the party. Poll worker is through the county. So, okay, I'll call the county. Well, make a long story short, they didn't have anything. And I said, well, I'm not really doing it because I want to do it. I want to do it because I need the information. So I'm going to tell people on my shows and everybody else and in the precincts, how this really works. I need to understand. So she's like, I said, well, put my name in, because if I'm gonna say that I'm telling other people to do it, then I have to be on the list too. She said, we don't have anything. I said, but if there's anything that comes up in my area, then let me know. And I talked to her for an hour, and it was I'm assuming it was somebody in a supervisor capacity, because she knew a lot of information and we were on the same page. 15 minutes later, she calls me back. She goes, Michelle, I have two spots, 6 minutes from your house. Do you want to be a marshal or a judge? And I'm like, okay, 15 minutes ago, you had nothing. And I'm here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, Scottsdale, right? Pits of hell. So I said, well, who has more authority? So when they screw up, I can fix it. She says, judge. I said, done. So the next thing you know, I'm a judge at the Islamic Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I don't know if it's been uphill or downhill. It has been a blessing and a curse since the election. And then I've spent the past 10 months investigating what happened on November 8th, which is shocking and horrific, which will be coming to you at the appropriate time. Not now, not yet, not yet. I have to protect myself, and there's things that we need to do, right? And so you'll get all that, but you don't need another dead body, people, to tell you that you have a corrupt and fraudulent election system. It's time to take action to do what you can now.
Anybody at this point that doesn't recognize that we have a corrupted election system is either in denial, or they're part of the conspiracy,
or they're in on it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're part of the conspiracy. They really don't, you know, and George, you tell me if you think I'm wrong. They don't, if they can't recognize the grift and the corruption between the dead Democrats and between the voter rolls that have been cleansed and be the ballot harvesting and the chain of custody being broken, and just, you can go on and on and on. Anybody doesn't recognize that. And my opinion has always been, and then George, I want to get your thought on this. My opinion has always been, you know, again, we ride the line at the Big Mig. I believe it's one giant ass, ugly, corrupt uniparty in Washington, D.C. There may be 10 or 15 congressional members that might be good people. I'd have to put them through the financial checks and drug tests and you name it, all sorts of other things before I'd believe that. But let's just say there's 10 or 15 out of the 535. My point is that we're in a situation where it should be. You know, the Constitution guarantees the American people a free and fair election. That's the obligation that America has in that contract, the government has. And that's not what we have right now. And it doesn't matter whether you're a liberal or a conservative. You should want free and fair elections, and your person should be elected and not installed like a toilet. George, take it from the toilet.
Oh, man. Who's in there? Everybody's in it. Look, most of our politicians, I'm going to say most of them, I don't trust them. They're in on it. I mean, just look at Arizona. You know, plenty of corrupt politicians there. And I'm going to throw a name out. We'll talk about her later. You know, you heard a lot of talk when Wendy Rogers, you know, going to people with donations. You know, ever since with Liz Harris and all that stuff came out with Thaler and Brigham, you don't hear nothing from her. She's nothing. Gone.
You should give yourself a round of applause with the applause button, George, for that one. Yes. Yes, I agree. Wendy Dodgers.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll get into it.
Missing in action.
So here's the thing that leads to a lot of people's minds, and my personal assistant, Rich, just sent this over. He wanted Michelle to see what you think about this. I'm just going to quote it real quick. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government, laying its foundation, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's where we're at, because in... Mm-hmm. That's what we need to figure out, how to do that, how to actually put our Constitution in effect right now. And that's one major piece that needs to be put in. I don't know, Michelle, what do you think about that?
Well, we want to actually use the Constitution and the powers that we have as we the people, which we really haven't. Okay, there's not enough of people putting their efforts into the right take action items. So before you think about the next steps, which, you know, it's Constitution versus revolution. Right, because that's what we are trying to avoid. That then they're pushing us in that direction by design. But there's still we have so many tools and the power that we have, we haven't even used it. I'm gonna read, because this is important, and it's been manipulated in all over the country and gotcha. in the Constitution. And I want people to look up this portion of the Constitution for their own state. The reason why I like to read the Arizona is because it's right directly to the point. So it's the Arizona Constitution. It's Article 2, Declaration of Rights. Section 2, Political Power and Purpose of Government. Now, we all know the purpose of a government is to control your lives and destroy it. So let's just read what the actual Constitution's version is, right? All political power is inherent in the people. and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. I don't see anybody at any level of government, whether it's here in Arizona, federal, or any other state, that is there to protect and maintain the individual rights of we the people, because they would be talking about the things that you guys talk about on your show. They would be talking about our unconstitutional elections. They would be talking about how come nobody decided to investigate the election of 2020, 2022, or actually saying, you know what, we need to ban the voting machines, because there's obviously a major problem with them. Not only are they unconstitutional, there's so many other layers, which we'll get into in a second. But I want to focus on all political power is inherent in the people. Okay, we have forgotten that, or maybe some people never learned it, but we haven't used it yet. Okay, like our voices and holding our elected and selected elitists, the legislative turds, the administrative turds, I call them the turds for short, we have to hold them accountable. We haven't done that. Like, we go through spurts. Believe, we might Michelle, have 3 or 4 days where we
I've got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you believe, because I believe this, I believe that our educational institutions, it's been intentional the way they have avoided teaching people the strength in the federal constitution and even their state constitutions. To me, I know the education I got when I was a child, and there was a lot of history that taught us about the constitution, the rights we had, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. And that seems to be lacking in our education system, to the point that, at least for me, George, you tell me if you think you agree or not. I think it's intentional. I think they don't want us educated because they don't want, even some people are confused. When you bring up a constitution, a lot of people don't realize that the state constitutions are very much, in many ways, a mirror of the federal constitution with extra sections. Mm-hmm. So they don't realize that this power has been enabled at the state level, which is really our republic form of government has been given the tool at the republic form, and then obviously the highest law land, the supreme law land, is the Constitution. George, do you think it's intentional? Because I think these lowlifes, they're doing it on purpose.
Lance, I think you hit the nail head on the coffin. So, yeah, they don't want to teach the kids that because they don't want them to know what actual power they can actually have in our country. So, yeah, they don't want them to know it. They want them to be just do what you're told, and that's it. You know, typical Democrats going to socialism. That's where we're headed. Because we're just the other day.
I think we're there.
We're already there. We're one step away from full-blown communism. It just doesn't feel like it because we can still have a show like this. Doesn't mean that anybody is seeing it because it's being censored, I guarantee you.
Oh, guarantee. At the level, so when you search us on Google and otherwise, yeah. I mean, Rumble, sure. On X, probably. Getter, yes. But you can see the suppression that we don't show up in the YouTube feed like you think we would. You don't show up on Google when there's searches. At the end of the day, I believe it's the frog in the lukewarm water. They just keep turning the temperature on us and we're getting ready to broil. We're getting ready for full boil. That's what I believe is what's going on with communism. Go ahead, Michelle.
So let me go back to the Constitution because I want to talk about one phrase that's in there, and this is where the misleading is by design. Now, you had mentioned that you think that the school systems are not teaching this; they're purposely not, right? And it's been like that for a very long time because they don't want you to know the power that you do have. And I'm going to give you this example, and then I want to mention something about the grand juries because when people realize that power, they're probably going to, when they watch the show, they're going to get really pissed off. My goal is to make people pissed off at the system because then they're actually going to take action. Because if you're mad, that doesn't really, I can't do much with you if you're mad. Oh, you're mad. If you're sad, I can't help you there. But if you get pissed off, that's when you're ready, finally motivated to take those steps and those take action items. So in the Constitution here for Arizona, it says that governments derive their just powers from consent of the governed. Now, people that are kind of smart, that have big microphones, still are talking about the consent of the governed, meaning we are the governed and we are giving our consent. Mm-hmm. That's not what it means. When it says consent of the governed, right? Because our rights are from God, okay? We're a free people, we can't be governed. We are actually the government. It says all political power is inherent in the people. So if we have all the political power, we can't be governed, right? So when we, because I want people to understand that the hierarchy. So you've got God up here, then it says people, then it says laws, then government, then corporations. The corporations and the government are at the bottom where they belong. So when it says consent of the governed are your elected and selected elitists, the turds, right? The administrators, the legislators. So when they give their oath, they're giving consent to be governed by us. So see how they twist everything? It reminds me of money is the root of all evil.
Remember, are you aware of the fact that
that's not what the Bible says?
Are you aware of the fact that many of our politicians at the state and federal level, there's a big investigation going on. If you know Lisa McPhee and Todd Callender, they've been at the heart of it. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with how many of our elected officials have no, which by the way is illegal. It basically makes you impersonating a government official when you don't have a copy of your executed oath of office on file. And do you know that we have numerous officials currently at the state and federal level, people that you would never expect, Kamala Harris happens to be one of them, as just a comment, that don't have their oath of office signed? Do you think they're doing that intentionally? Do you think they don't want to sign the oath of office? Because the difference is, if you sign the oath of office and you violate the Constitution, that's considered treason against the United States. Mm-hmm. If you don't sign the oath of office, so if you sign the oath of office, you violate the Constitution, treason against the United States. If you don't sign the oath of office, you're simply impersonating a government official. It's a much lesser charge. What do you think, Michelle? Give me your thoughts. You think that's intentional?
Of course it is, because why would you not go through the process and procedures unless you're trying to circumvent it? What's
Thank
even
you.
Worse? Here's even worse. So the oath that they are supposed to take is actually the wrong one. Okay.
Yeah.
So the real oath that they're supposed to take is actually on the in the first paragraph or the first paragraph and a half of the first meeting that Congress had when they convened after they created the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So, and it was in New York, right? Because a lot of people think everything's in Philadelphia. No.
It
all started
in
New York. So I'll give New York the credit for that. So it clearly says what the actual oath is. Now, Daniel Wood and the team here that put together that court case that's been put together here in Arizona, been filed, and we'll talk about that in a minute, because it's interesting how it's taking twists and turns, because the turds don't like this. The judicial system doesn't like this because it was filed through common law as opposed to administrative law. Mm-hmm. And they did some homework, and they said the last time that they can track back when anyone took this specific oath, which was the one that's required, was like in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. So technically, everybody's got a big problem because they're taking the wrong oaths. And you say, gee, well, I wonder why. I think you just hit it on the spot.
Well, we've also determined that even the oath that they say is the correct one, and you're right about what you just said, they're defective in many cases. They're missing. There's a second document you have to put with the oath. That seems to be missing. They've changed the wording. They've used capitalization throughout it. They've done a lot of things that would appear on the face, especially when you understand the Federal Register and how federal documentation and wording has to be so specific for it to have the full force and effect of the authority of the statutes. I think it's intentional. There is something I want to go right into here with you. You said 169 days until America is officially dead. Mm-hmm. Primaries March 5th. Can't have voting machine or it's all over. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Well, you and everybody watching saw the election process and the results in 2020. You saw it again in the primaries of 2022. You saw it again in the general election, which is the midterms of 2022 that we just had November 8th. So if nothing has changed with the system, the process, the procedures are the same, the people actually running it for the most part are the same, what magically do you think is going to happen for the 2024 elections that was not happening in 2020 and 2022 if they're only having more time to perfect more of the fraud and the corruption? Okay, so nothing is going to get better.
They're going to give us this.
They're going to give it so hard, and you know what? To be honest with you, because it's going to be the most disastrous thing people will ever experience, because they're going to take 2020, and then in 2020 primaries they did, at least I'm comparing it to here in Arizona, right? So then in 2022 they did some different nefarious things when it came to ironing out the kinks that they didn't get to and worry about in 2020, and then in the general election on November 8th, they even did more because they filled in the blanks of what they needed to do. So they have perfected it, okay? They have perfected what needs to be done. So all we've given them now is more time to actually go ahead and make
more
of the border rolls.
They're honing their cheating skills.
Honing the cheating skills.
They just
don't
get better at it every election.
You know,
George, you look like you have something to say.
So
I'm
going to take this from Michelle, what she said. You said the 2024 election is already decided.
It's already decided.
Trump lost. Mm-hmm. All right. So we want to break your prediction here. We want to.
Well,
you're going to tell everybody on this show what they're going to need to do. because
and just so just you know, hope. I hate this. I actually agree with Michelle to our listeners.
It's already done.
Yeah,
it's already done. So it's not a matter of saving America, because I don't want to save the pile of poop that they've created. Right. They've destroyed it. I want to take it back. I want to take back the Republic and I want to restore it. So it's important. You know, the left loves language. They love to butcher it. They love to word salad it. And we just kind of allow them to do those things. So we need to be a little bit more ownership of our own language. That's why I say taking it back. And I don't want you to do something. I want you to take action. Be specific, because it matters. Right. Like if you had 10 phone calls to return and everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to do something. And then the one person said, you know what, I'm really ready to go. I need to take action. That's who I'm calling first. OK, because then it means you're serious about it. You're going to make a commitment. But as far as Trump, okay, look at how many people voted for Trump. Not the results, because you have two. You have the vote and you have the results. They rarely match. They only match when they, meaning the uniparty, the left and the right. Remember, there are two birds, same wing. And what does a bird do? Poops on your head. And we're the ones receiving the poop on the head, which is we the people.
A lot of poop.
A lot of poop. And it's runny. And it's stinky. And there's nothing good about it.
I think it's seagull poop. It's seagull poop for anybody that knows what that's like.
Yeah, you can't get it off of your shirt. You can't get it off of your shirt. You just have to throw this shirt in the garbage. Okay? So it's really runny and stinky and sticky. So with that being said, look at how many people and how many votes Trump really did get for 2020. And how, look at the excitement. You had the boat parades. You had 50,000 people showing up.
Well, if you go by what the Europeans said, Trump literally, the entire country was red. Trump won the entire country based on the numbers that the Europeans were tracking. Of course, that data just disappeared.
Right. And we don't have to use the tracking. You could just use your own eyes. Okay. Just use your own eyes at what you saw when you saw signs in the yards and you saw people showing up at events and all that. So there's no way he didn't win. Okay. So with that being said, you can go ahead and vote harder all you want. Vote harder to hashtag 2024. It's for every vote that you, let's just say you're going to ballot harvest, right? Because that's the dumbest thing on the planet. Please do not do that. Do not waste your time doing that. Because if you're going to go grab somebody else's ballot, which you should feel dirty about doing that, where you're taking somebody else's.
I got to be honest. I don't want a system based on cheating by either side. When Brian Donaldson came out and said that that's what he wanted to do. I mean, you said, well, that makes no sense. Then we're just trying to out-cheat the cheaters.
But you can't out-cheat the cheaters. Hold on. But here's the thing is,
I'm all about playing dirty on this one, just so we can get our right.
But you can't.
I was just saying, well, let me finish.
You can't out-dirty them, guys.
Well, whatever.
No, George, I think at this point, they have honed and they've, it's so sophisticated, because some of the stuff that Greg Phillips told me about their way they're doing geofencing to determine how many Republicans are leaving their houses to go vote, they're preemptively determining how many votes they need to cheat, and they're putting all the systems in place, whether they're pulling a suitcase out from under the table, whether they're doing electronic voter switching, if all of a sudden here come a bunch of Democrats, or if they're going to cheat on the military ballots like they did this last time where all these military ballots were getting turned in and a lot of the people in the military said, well, I didn't even vote, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, and you have the mail-in ballots, okay? There's 1.3 million people that voted mail-in ballots here just on November for the November 8th. Midterms election we had. We only had 248,040 people vote in person. So they already knew what they needed, the spread. There's a slush fund of voters that some are real and some are, no, it's true.
The terminology. Slush fund's a great word.
It's a slush fund that they could use. So they already know. Mayor of Corruption County already knows. And this was an interview that Jay Valentine did, who was hired by Carrie Lake's attorneys to do the homework to compare voter rolls from a date in October before the election and a date in October and in November after the election, and to compare the two voter rolls. It was on July 1st on Bannon. It's on our Arizona Corruption Exposed Take Action Toolkit. I think it's episode 131 on the Rumble, 130 or 131. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because they gave some specifics as to what they found, because they got paid to do it, right? And you would think that would have been in the court cases, but that's later in the show. We'll talk about some of that stuff. So basically, they compared the two, and he said, Mayor of Corruption County already knows they have the set amount of voters that will never vote. So they already know they have those guys' votes, right? Then they have the voters that that they can actually use as part of that slush fund where they're not real voters, okay? They might not be a fake person, but that's not necessarily a vote, but they could use it for nefarious reasons. So for every vote that you're going to go ballot harvest and spend your time going to get a real person, they got 5, 10, 100, yeah, maybe there's more no way for that to work. To counteract you. You have no chance. You cannot beat, because you have to understand that this system has been designed not by just a guy. Okay.
You're no, talking it's a sophisticated about really system.
Smart people that are, yeah, are all working on this together. Yeah.
No and doubt about it.
It is an operation.
The CIA has a pool. DARPA has a pool of extremely intelligent people that are sophisticated and that have been doing this in foreign countries for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. They've perfected voter election fraud and every other version you can think of by the testing ground of every foreign country you can possibly think of. We have participated in elections when we didn't like the leadership that was in place. But you made a statement, Michelle. You said Arizona GOP is coming after the grassroots to get rid of us and going against the will of the people, and that we're a testing ground for the RNC like a Chinese trial balloon. Tell me about that.
It's true. So they've been doing that for a while, right? So you've got Jeff Dimwit. I call him Dimwit. His last name is DeWitt. It's hard for me to say DeWitt when it's Dimwit. So he's the GOP chair, right? And mm-hmm. when it's convenient for him, he'll say, oh, I worked for Trump. I ran his campaign. I worked for NASA. Blah, 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 whatever. When it's convenient, right? So they've created basically like an alliance here. So you have your true grassroots, and then you have your grassroots, I call them the fake grassroots portion of the people in the party, where they're like what Trump when it's convenient, but then they're pro DeSantis, and you there's lots of them here. But so we have in the precinct committee man world, which is the infrastructure of the Republican Party that the Republican Party doesn't want you to know about. Okay, that's the most brilliant thing about it. They don't want you to know about it because it literally is the ground up, the people on the bottom that are doing all the work, right? We work for free. We're supposed to, our job is supposed to get people registered to vote and then also to get candidates elected, right? So we are actually, our powers are given to us by the county. So the Mayor Corruption County, there's MCRC, which is a board. Again, in Arizona, nobody says full words. Everything's abbreviations. So I know, I try to always say both so people can understand. So then our power, our existence, our purpose, or the way that we can exist is from the Board of Supervisors of the county, okay? So then the Arizona GOP, which a lot of people, just because they're Republicans, think they're members of the GOP. You might want to check this out in your own state. And this is all stuff that we've only learned recently because we started reading. We started reading the Constitution. We started reading the bylaws. And we started finding out that they don't follow their own rules, like the House doesn't. They don't follow the House rules. You mentioned what happened here on the meeting on 223, and then there afterwards. So we started paying attention when we realized
what she
this,
was talking about. For the listeners, whoa, we had a discussion before the show.
Oh, I thought about we was on the Liz, show. Sorry.
Yeah, we weren't on the show then. It's the Liz Harris investigation that had to do with the cartels, that George and myself were some of the early ones that saw the story, exposed it. We immediately brought in Jacqueline Brieger, Fine Brieger, and Todd Callender. If you want to know more about that, you can go into the Big Mig episodes. But basically, it concerns the cartels, which would be foreign influence in our elections, have a stronghold in at least 21 plus states. And a lot of it's got to do with money laundering and real estate transactions to hide the money laundering. And since we're on that topic for just a second, I'm going to digress for a second here. Since you've been doing what you've been doing, and based on all the work, George knows where I'm going with this, have any of the, what I would call the high profile social media important political officials like Wendy Rogers, like Carrie Lake, have any of them reached out to you and said, tell me about the work you're doing, Michelle. What do we need to do to get this turned around? We've got these lawsuits going on. Can you give us some education on what's possible? Has anybody ever done that with you?
I just want to make sure this is on. No, sir. I'll take I'll take 1,000. No, the answer is no. But Wendy Dodgers did. She did block us on the Twitter back when in March.
Wendy Rogers blocked you? Oh, my God.
Wendy Dodgers, because she dodges the truth. She dodges the question. But she's there to go ahead and collect your money. $3.3 million is what she raised from fourth quarter 2001 to fourth quarter 2022 on election integrity, which is not a thing. Right? Election integrity is not a thing. That is an abstraction.
And let me stop you there, Michelle.
Say those words again.
She had an opportunity with the Liz Harris situation, with the Jacqueline Fine Brieger situation, and Todd Callender. She had an opportunity to blow the roof off of Arizona. I believe that everything they brought, even though some of it was a little bit, there were some complications because of his separation and his child, and some of that story got intertwined, and people used that story to discredit it. I do not believe it changed the facts. We have seen over and over again that these individuals have not stepped to the plate. A lot of people ask me, who would you like to see President Trump with run as vice president? Obviously, the Carrie Lake name seems to continue to circulate. The MTG name continues to circulate. I don't like either one of them. MTG. I have to be honest at this point. I'm leaning towards RFK. That's my lean. He's not a perfect guy, but I'm leaning towards him because I like his position on medical. I think that with Trump in the lead and maybe him focusing on the things he's good at. But again, is it a perfect solution? No, I'm not sure who's perfect at this point. I don't know if any of them are perfect.
None.
The point is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Mm-hmm. And that's what I truly believe. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
so
no,
none
okay.
of these people made any effort to jump on board with you.
No, they haven't. And I want to go back to Wendy Dodgers. She's always my fave. She's the America First grifter. For the MAGA, movement.
She's like a real rude, like biatch too. I heard, like she.
She doesn't introduce herself. She's not nice. I mean, I've never spoken to the woman, and I don't need to, right? I don't need to. I don't want. I don't like demons. I don't dance with them, right? There's no reason for us to communicate. But it would
God,
be nice
country,
if she reached
family.
Out. Yeah, she doesn't do that. So, as far as Wendy, what we had her come speak to one of our LD meetings, legislative district. It was 12. And everybody asked her questions. I mean, the audience was not hostile. We were actually asking her real questions. And you would have thought it was a firing squad she was in front of. She was pouting. She was pacing. She was angry. And she didn't like me. And she didn't like a lot of us. So then what did she do afterwards? And she was rude. She didn't answer the questions. She's just like, oh, that's criminal. I can't do anything. We're like, how do you know it's criminal? Because you didn't investigate. We were asking her to do an investigation. This whole thing started back. Yeah. When the meeting on 223 February 23rd came up, and it was a joint session between the House and the Senate, and it was not Todd Callender, it's John Thaler, the attorney John Thaler. So I just don't want people to think Callender.
Oh yeah,
was
did
the,
I say Callender? Yeah, because I had Callender on John Thaler.
John
yeah, that's correct. I apologize. I was thinking of Todd Callender with the investigation. Correct.
No, I just want to make sure that the audience
appreciate
doesn't
that.
Think it's no problem. So Callender's doing the oath steal. So we'd asked her right from the beginning. We started to do a digital campaign, one-click email campaign, to demand that they do the investigation. Now, keep in mind, the hearing was on the 23rd. Now you would think that if it was you guys and somebody said, hey, they mentioned some of the things and your name's on a list, wouldn't you, the first call, I would as soon as I walked out of that meeting, especially if I was governor or somebody like that, I would have called my attorney and I would have said, you get your ass down there tomorrow morning, and I want you to see what they have. And if they have anything, well, then we'll deal with it. But since I'm innocent, right, whatever. Since
absolutely.
I'm innocent, they won't have anything. So I want to own their house. I want to own their kids. I want to own their cars. I want all their money. I want all their stuff because what they're saying is a big lie. That never happened. Okay.
Yeah.
So
never defended it.
Never actually engaged
in the topic.
Nobody.
I never heard her engage on the topic.
Not just her. Everybody's name that's on that list. Nobody went down there to go look at it. Nobody sicked their attorneys on it because you know why? What do you think, guys? Do you think most of it's true? Inactions
walks
tell you
like
a lot
a duck,
more than actions.
Talks
okay?
like a duck. It's a duck.
Right. So here's what Wendy did. Wendy did this. Wendy Dodgers. So on the 26th was that following Sunday. She issued a press release and basically said, this is, you know, it's out of my hands. I can't do anything. I don't have the ability to even investigate. Well, she is she's the chair of the elections committee, okay, in the Senate. Her job's to investigate. That's what they do at Congress. When you see that, what's going on right now, they investigate, right? Mm. And the chair, this is what really got her, because she didn't know that we would look up information, because I told you after this meeting happened, we all started to pay attention and we started reading as the statutes. We started looking stuff up. I've learned so much from this meeting alone that I can't even believe that these people have gotten away with violating their oaths and breaking the law for so many years that we've just allowed it to happen. And other people in positions of quote unquote power have allowed this to happen too. So she writes this press release saying, I have nothing to do with this. So we look up because she's like, I don't have, she said something, and she just puts her foot in her mouth, but nobody holds her accountable, right? Mm-hmm. So they have her on this some weird ass pedestal, like another false idol that she's so great. She hasn't done anything, right? Just puts more, lines her pocket with more of your money, which I encourage you to stop giving her money. Stop giving her her money. And you might want to call her if you got, if you've given her money in the last year and ask for it back because you got sold a bill of goods because nothing happens. All these people do is they ask for more money.
Yeah, they just stomp their feet. It's a standard operating procedure. Stomp your feet. Oh my gosh, this is awful. I'm going to need your financial help. Election integrity. They pull the Rona McDaniels. They go in there. They raise $250 million or whatever they raise.
And they never do anything.
They just sit on the Capitol. They buy $80,000 of the flowers. They take private jets. They remodel their homes. They buy clothing with your money. Even now, election integrity. I mean, let's face it. If Rona McDaniels was serious about it, why doesn't she call Michelle Swinnick and say, Michelle, I love what you're doing. I want to see what I can do to financially back you up so we can turn over Arizona. You know why Rona doesn't do it? Because she's corrupt. Because she's a thief. Because she's conspiring in the uniparty with the rest of them.
They're all in on it. Okay. They're all in it in some capacity. Oh, let me just point this out to people because I want to make sure that everybody knows. So when a politician like Lindy Dodger says that I can't do anything about this, well, she has subpoena power. And you might want to look this up in your own state, right? ARS 41-1151 gives subpoena power to the president of the Senate, to the speaker of the House, and all the chairs for every single committee. That means they can actually have an investigation into any category. It doesn't have to be elections. And they have the ability to subpoena people. Okay? So we didn't.
Which is a powerful tool if used correctly.
Yeah. Because you can drag them in and say, we want to hear your testimony. We want to get, but no, it was so difficult to actually track this down.
George has something to say. I can tell. George, what were you going to say?
No, I'm good. No, Lance, they're taking bets on who's going to out-talk who, Michelle or Lance.
Yeah,
right, I'll pull it back. I'll pull it back.
No, we got to pull it back. Just, breathe, slow down. Let them digest it. My eyes.
Okay, so tell me about this. Presidential preference election, voting machine showdown. Why don't you give us what that is?
Yeah, so they have this presidential preference election. Now, keep in mind, at least here in Arizona, in 2020, they just, it's like a suggestion, right? It's not the official primary. So they actually, I don't want to say the word appointed, but they suggested that the will of the people, shall you say, will of the people, were to give the nomination to Trump. So they didn't even have an election in 2020. So it was just when you have a spread like they do now, so you don't even need this election. Now, do you want another election so you can have more fraud and corruption? Then you want another election so you can actually have now maybe a narrative where they are going to manipulate the vote to say, see, DeSantis was kind of close during that PPE election. Again, remember, we don't say full words in Arizona. We abbreviate everything. So PPE, presidential preference election. And I believe ours is March 19th. So March 19th, and then our real primary is August 2nd. So it's kind of like there's a lot of room there to manipulate language and narrative and play with the polls and all that. So, do you really want to have yet another opportunity for them to do some nefarious dealings with your, and then waste all the money? So you don't need a presidential preference election, right? That's kind of why you have the primaries. But anyway, the presidential preference elections, first you have the Iowa caucus, which is on the 15th. of January, and then South Carolina has theirs February 3rd for the Democrats, and then Nevada has a caucus for the PPE February 8th. The reason why I identified March 5th as a D-Day, because that's the first primaries that the states are having, and there's five of them, one of them being California. So that's why I put the deadline, because that's kind of the official primaries, and the primary season begins that date. So if you have machines, voting machines, and you have the same infrastructure of your mail-in ballots, your very large here monstrosities of voting centers as opposed to small precincts, and the lack of all the things that go on at these centers, not to mention what happens afterwards, right? Because is it ballots going to run back? Is it ballots going to MTEC? Who's counting? You've got 5,000 ballots alone that were just in the misread files, according to the testimony from my friend that I was telling you about, that was in the court case, but nobody addressed it. Nobody had asked him about it, where they just kind of showed up. You have ballots that are just showing up, but there's no chain of custody. So you want that again, right? So what makes you think again? What makes you think that's not going to happen in the primaries? It's gonna. because that's the system. Okay. The system isn't, oh, we had an oops. Oh, that one's kind of a one-off. No, what you saw November 8th all across the country is the system. So you're going to see that again. They might not make it so visual because they don't need to.
And let me be clear for the listeners here. You have to look at, you know, Michelle's talking about Arizona. This is literally happening in every single state.
It's every state.
Every state is trying to eliminate precinct committee men. They're trying to take Trump in Colorado. They're trying to use ineffectively and illegally try to misconstrue the 14th Amendment, which does not apply to the president or the vice president. And they're trying to say that they have the right, the authority, constitutionally sufficient to remove Trump from the ballot. Jenna Griswold, as corrupt as they come, you know, one of the best things that's happened is Ken Paxton, which we're going to have on a show here shortly. You know, George, what Ken Paxton is doing, that he wants to go to paper ballots, he wants to get rid of the machines. He's fighting for integrity. They tried to get rid of him, and they were unsuccessful. Thank God for Texas and for what they did to actually defend Paxton. But you guys have to realize this is in every single state. Yeah, so you can't just... So tell me about this court case, Arizona GOP versus MCRC.
Yeah, so there's... Let me just back up on the Arizona and the nation thing first. I want to make it clear for people.
Okay.
The reason why I'm focusing and telling you about Arizona is because it's not theory, okay? I lived it, I'm living it, so it's real, okay? Because a lot of things you see, you can't really put your fingers on, or you're like, yeah, that's kind of happening here or not. Or it could be something with the machines that seems a little too abstract for just regular people because it's not something they could see in front of them. So the reason why I use Arizona as analogy is because I'm either seeing it or I'm living it, or I have seen it or I have lived it. So it's actually real and tangible that you're going to eventually at some point see all of that information too. So that's why I use Arizona as an example. And that's just, again, they use this state and this county as a test because they implement it in other places, right? Because this is literally, this is HQ. And I mention that here after I answer this question. I want to talk about how it's in the corruption and fraud and what's going on here, because this is the HQ for a lot of other categories. And I'll mention that here in a minute. But let's talk about Arizona GOP, which kind of jumped over that when I jumped around a little too much for everybody. And I apologize because I try to jam in as much information as possible. So the AZ GOP and the MCRC. Okay. So again, just as a quick little refresher, we as the precinct committee men get our power and our ability to exist from the county board of supervisors and then Maricopa County, which is called MCRC. It's Maricopa County Republican Committee. So the AZ GOP is totally separate. AZ GOP last year actually put themselves into an LLC as opposed to a group. So now they are actually now under really a different classification because they're listed as a corporation, which is that the fact that they're even involved with anything to do with elections is unconstitutional, right? So the AZ GOP, and then you have the MCRC. So how what happened with this PPE, the presidential preference election, and this is about two and a half weeks ago. I did a Substack on it. On the Substack is our Take Action Toolkit. So we did it. So we wanted people to contact the members of the AZ GOP and tell them that we want, and we're demanding, because the MCRC, which is the county within the party, not the board of supervisors or the rest of the evil, corrupt and nefarious demonic county that runs the county, right? From a government standpoint. They put out a resolution stating that we want to have hand count one day and have small precincts and do what needed to be done during this presidential preference election, which obviously we want to have in the big one. So they put this resolution out there and then they brought it to the AZ GOP and said, because the AZ GOP makes the decision on how the election is supposed to be done, operated. And there was obviously pushback from the AZ GOP because they like the system. Okay, they're part of the system. Right, they're in on it too. So there was this battle between the MCRC and the grassroots, the real grassroots, and then the AZ GOP and the fake grassroots and the rhino establishment globalists, right? So we were having people, we're like, call the members of the AZ GOP and tell them you want a hand count. So, and you want to do the elections the way that they're supposed to be done. So we had an overwhelming amount of people jumping on this train, doing the emails, doing the phone calls. And then Jeff Dimwit, who is the chair, right? Jeff Dimwit. So he basically came out and said, okay, well, this is not, you know, this is not my decision to make. All of a sudden he plays the good guy, right? Like he's got some morals, values, and ethics and wants to do what's right. He says, all right, so we're going to have this, we're going to have a vote. So we'll get the whole committee together, which is the executive committee. There's supposed to be 87. I haven't found the 87. I'm still waiting for the other category for someone to let me know who the total is. But anyway, it's the executive committee, the members at large, which represent three in each of the congressional districts, the first and second vice chair of each county. So that is the board that votes, right? So he had said, put it on social media, made a video about it, told everybody that we're going to go ahead and vote. Meanwhile, the deadline in order to submit the information to the state on how you want to do the elections, are you going to do them yourselves, or is the county or the county and the state going to run it? That was September 1st. So everybody's hitting the phones hard, hitting the emails, calling them out on social media. And he had said, we're going to do it. We're going to do a vote. So that Wednesday went by, came and went, nothing. Thursday, and which is the 31st, came and went. It's like 5 o'clock. We're like, no one's heard anything. People that were on the executive board, the members at large, nobody's heard anything. It's now it's 7 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. There's no nothing. Crickets. Didn't even call anybody. Didn't send out an information to say, hey, we're not having the vote. Just acted like it never even happened. And nothing was brought up after that. Like, poof, it's gone. So my point of telling you that, because I know this is happening in your own state, these people don't give a crap. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Let's stop you right there for a second. Yeah. So what's important, guys, what you really have to look at is this applies to every legislative district, every executive committee, county and state. People just aren't paying attention because you don't realize that there's this soft push behind the scenes to make it so that your voice doesn't count at all. They're not listening to you. There's no opportunity because they're operating in a vacuum because people aren't getting involved at the grassroots level and they're ignoring what's going on at the grass. So guaranteed, kind of look at what Laura Loomer exposed in California. Look at what they were going to do there in California.
Oh, it's
Laura
happening.
Loomer exposed it. Had she not exposed it, that would have gone through. And this is an ongoing level of corruption from the grassroots level up. George, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't be sorry. So, Michelle, cool question, because I have some
friends. I got more, too.
I have some friends in Arizona that say their ballot still has not been counted.
Well, they wouldn't know that. They wouldn't know that because when you, if they are they relying on the fact that on the computer it says whether or not their ballot was counted? Because on the B ballot better back build back better website that they touted as the most amazing thing that shows if your ballot was counted, that's not what the website shows. The website shows if you checked in to vote. Okay, so then they're automatically assuming, they're misrepresenting it as, because it's a great marketing thing, you can log in to see if you got voted. It's how are they supposed to do that if you're ballot isn't attached to you? You can't. There's no chain of custody. So when you checked in to vote through those eSite poll books, which I worked with those all day long, then the computer or the website that they were promoting that people are, that they told, go look, see if your vote counted. No. It just shows that you checked in. Okay. That's what it really means. And that's from an email from the county. And it also is, they've said that. So that doesn't show that you voted. It shows you checked in. They lied because it sounded great marketing wise to do it as if it showed your vote counted.
Gotcha.
Okay? Interesting. All
right. And that was at day of, I'm only talking day of there. Okay. That's when you checked in. Now, if they had a provisional ballot, okay, a provisional ballot, you get a receipt when you have a provisional ballot. So that's different. So then you actually have a way to track it to see if it did count, because a provisional ballot means there was an issue with you. So your vote may or may not count after they go and do.
Personally, I don't think that anybody in America should ever use a mail-in ballot ever.
No, because they have already told you here in Mayor Corruption County that they do not follow the process for the verification process that's required by law. So you don't know, not to mention multiple people got multiple ballots, right? Like a guy came in, I'll give you an example. Guy comes in to vote and he says, hey, listen, I want to vote in person. So I'm going to give you the ballot that I received at my one address. And I want to show you, here is the ballot that I got at my rental address made out to me. So I have the picture. And because he, well, He showed me the ballots. So I saw the two ballots, one for each of his addresses. So one guy, two ballots. Okay. Just happened. So mail-in ballots, bad idea, guys. Bad idea because
you can't do them at all. George, did you want to take a break?
You can't keep track of them. You can't keep track of them because they put so many out there.
All right, Michelle, we're going to take a quick few-minute commercial break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Michelle's going to be dropping bombs on y'all.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows, regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
You are in danger. They are watching you. Big Brother, Big Tech, and hardened criminals, too. Today, everyone is being tracked, then profiled, analyzed, and your information used against you, sold to the highest bidder, or just outright stolen. Even worse, the coming AI state, artificial intelligence, is now watching you like never before. Without privacy, you have no freedom. Every patriot, every American citizen believes we are a government of the people and by the people, not the other way around. So the time to act is now. Reclaim your right to privacy with Alias ID. Learn more at aliasid.com and try these powerful and proven tools that deliver dependable results backed by our $1 million privacy protection guarantee against data breach. It's all yours, risk-free for 45 days. You have nothing to lose but a lifetime of privacy and freedom to regain until Big Brother and Big Tech changes for the better and forever.
We're back. Welcome back to the Big Mig. We're still here talking about the constitutional emergency. We want to spend the last part of the show talking about solutions. Everybody's heard about the problems. We hear it over and over again. This is wrong. This sucks. It's corruption. They lied to us. They cheated. They're lowlifes. They're scum. We can go on and on and on and on about it. The truth is what we're looking for is solutions, right? You guys need to know what you can do to make a difference. Well, that's what Michelle's going to do on this next part of the show. We're going to try to take you through the steps of how you can get involved. Now, look, it's kind of late in the game to get your own state on track with Arizona. Maricopa, obviously, is a very, very important county, one of the top three most important counties in the U.S. based on Michelle and what she's doing. She's convinced. She's going to tell you how you can help her with what she's doing. She's going to kind of take it to a grassroots level and let you know that you can make a difference. And that's what we're trying to do here on the Big Mig. We're always fighting to make a difference. George, are you good to go, or do you need some more time?
What site you want me, Michelle? What is it?
I wanted you to start with SaveMyFreedom.us.
All right, and then I'm going to
show
up.
Them.
Yeah, what she wants to do is kind of show you through the website, guys.
SaveOurFreedom.what?
SaveMyFreedom.us.
All right, got it.
Now, keep in mind, everybody, this is the Substack, but I integrated six different websites in there. And the websites that I did on our own is not a low budget. It's a no budget. Okay, it's a no budget website. This is real grassroots because we don't have the big budgets like all these groups and all these.
You mean Rona? Rona didn't give you any money to save the GOP in Arizona?
No, 300 million.
She didn't reach into her $250 million that people donated for election integrity. And she didn't say, Michelle, I'm going to put $2 million into your project in Arizona. I'm going to put $5 million in because it's so important. You know why she didn't do that? Because Rona's a crook. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Rona McDaniels.
Liar, grifter, and fraud.
Anybody in the RNC and GOP are crooks, and anybody in the Democratic Party are crooks. Mm-hmm. It's a uniparty, and they don't give a shit about America or its people.
They don't.
George, you ready to rock and roll
here? I don't know if I get that webpage up, though. I'm working
on it. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll run it through with them real quick. But I want to also share with you guys. So it's like not only the parties, it's the people running and all running the operations in these administrative capacities. So the Board of Supervisors had their meeting, and they've become so honorary. They have a meeting every 2 weeks, so we have people go down there. Again, the AZGOP popped up because the AZGOP right now is sleeping with the Board of Supervisors, okay? And you can watch that. I'm going to take the clips out of it so you can hear what they said. What was interesting is they brought in the county attorneys to read the rules. Okay, now these Board of Supervisors meetings are meetings that you see, like Alex Stein goes to them and gives their 2 to 3 minute speech. It's similar to the hearings, right? So the hearings that the parents go talk at the schools. So you're supposed to have the public comment. So they purposely read all the rules. It's the first time I've ever heard them do that. They did it twice throughout the meeting, but she emphasized this particular phrase. And this shows to show you that they have no respect for you. They don't care about you. And it's all levels of government. She said she wanted to purpose, and she emphasized this one. She says, you know, the public speaking is a privilege. It is a privilege that we have granted to you. And it can be basically I'm going to read you the quote exactly because it's important, because this is how they think about you. Okay. This is a privilege. Meanwhile, you're paying that biatch's salary, right? And she's saying this to you. So she said, public comment is a privilege according to the open meeting law, okay, which I don't believe her, but maybe it is what we got to change in ASAP. It's offered by the discretion of the board and continued by the discretion of the chair, which he can change at any time. Wait, what? You mean I can't go ahead and express my grievances to you because it's a privilege because you don't want to hear it?
The redress of grievances is written into every constitution. So that's them actually. They're actually acting unconstitutional. And at the end of the day, you have to realize this: government for the people, by the people. What she just told you there, and that's probably happening in every state, in every mm-hmm. committee meeting, all across the country, they believe they are above you. Yeah. They believe that they sit outside of the law, that the rule of law does not apply to them, and that they can do whatever the frick they want. And why is that? Because there's been no accountability across the country. We haven't seen anybody getting arrested. We haven't heard of anybody going to Gitmo. They always say, trust the plan. I'm not trusting anybody until I see some freaking people getting prosecuted under military tribunals. At this point, I don't believe it. I think it's up to we the people to make a difference. Mm-hmm. So Michelle, we're gonna have George pull up those materials you sent us because we wanna get people solutions. We don't wanna just sit here and rant. We can do that a lot of times. George, pull up the first piece of media.
I wasn't getting a screen capture, but okay. First piece of media is video. You want that, right?
How much time we have left?
You got
what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Okay. So you heard what now this is Board of Supervisors. They run the elections. Okay. So that's their attitude, right? And again, it's in your host state. So let's do the clip. It's 2 minutes and 19 seconds. And now the gentleman who's speaking is Andre Fontes, who's our Secretary of State. And this is what he thinks of you. And then it's the clips for the machines, because again, I want you guys to really get your arms around the machines. And then we're going to talk about the solutions that we have here in Arizona that the whole country can get behind. We want the country to get behind it because it's about volume, meaning being really loud, holding them accountable, but sticking to it for longer than maybe a day or a weekend. And then also the volume, meaning we need mass amounts of people, right? Because I know that, so you play that and that'll set the stage.
Okay.
There are fascists active in this country. Jenna just listed off who they are. She politely calls them election deniers. I'm supposed to call them election enthusiasts as an official position of my office, but I personally prefer just calling them what they are. They are fascists.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Our researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risk.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know the hackathon that took place last year, where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to hack one swing state, or maybe one or two. Or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
So there, your swing states, they're one county. I left that part in there.
I've got to make an important statement here. This is the election, and these are the same individuals that just told you we have the safest and most secure election integrity in the entire world. Our systems are safe. Here they are prior to the 2020 election telling you how unsafe our system is. But of course they flipped the script because the narrative was changed by the CIA, the deep state. They wanted to convince you that we had a safe and secure system. These same individuals have now changed their tune and said that the system's secure and you can trust it. Now, what are we supposed to believe? Their first statement? The second statement?
None of the
truth of the matter is it's not a safe and secure system. It's fully corrupted. Mm-hmm. Next thing, George.
I'm going to bring up the website, right? You ready? Let's do audio check. So, okay, go ahead.
This is savemyfreedom.us. I want everyone to subscribe to that. If you look at the tab on the top, the first one, it says what? Ban the voting machine. So all of our links are up at the top for all the different things, including social media and watching the shows on Friday on Brighty on TV on 7 p.m. on Eastern time. So click on ban the voting machines tab. So again, this here, that pinned post is a resource, right? That's our take action toolkit for not only the corrupted, fraudulent, unconstitutional election, but also the child sex slave trafficking and blood and organ harvesting, which is the number one reason why they want to control the elections, because they need their installed people there so that they can actually look the other way and be a participant in the child sex slave trafficking ring of merchandise, which are the children. So that's the reason why they do this. Part of it, the control and power, yeah, they already have that. It's all about the children and keeping that flow of inventory, which is literally the children in the United States. 85% of all the children that are being trafficked in the United States are U.S. citizens, not coming from other countries like in The Sound of Freedom, that movie. Okay, so this is our nationwide campaign to ban the voting machines. Now, this is a one-click email campaign. There's three steps. There's four clicks because we put multiple campaigns in here. And the reason I want you to get behind Arizona, this is for the whole country. This is the whole country to do this because we need the volume, right? So let's just say in each state, you got like literally 0.5% of the people, maybe even less than that, 0.25% that actually do the work and are willing to take the time to spend less than 2 minutes a day to do this. Well, rather than 0.2%, let's just say, make it easy. I'm giving everybody the benefit of the doubt, which I know it's not this high, 0.5% in each state. So rather than everybody just focus on each state, how about 0.5% from the whole country ganging up on the turds in Arizona, knowing all the corruption and fraud that we have here. You saw it on TV all over the place November 8th. I've already done the investigation in the election, which the information has not been put out in the public. So we already have the momentum here. We already have the GOP on our rear end, which is great because now they're exposing themselves. So that's why I want everyone to join us, because we are a model. Again, there's three states, which are really just three counties that are the ones that matter in the whole country, right? And that's Georgia and Michigan and Arizona. Okay. So we have so much already done, and we have the boots on the ground here and getting rid of these people to really get in motion, because we've been beating them up right since the hearing on 223. We've been holding them accountable. We've been calling them out on social media. We've been going to their meetings. We've been making a big deal, not enough, but we at least this is in motion. So join us. That's why I want everybody to join us.
What's the message they would leave for those people when they call, write, post.
It's already done. So in this campaign, if you want to pull that back up, when you click on that, it not only there's videos in there, shows that I've done, and then kind of just as information, because I want you to have the facts. The first campaign that we're going to ask you to do, now look at that, it's a countdown to Super Tuesday, right? We declared a state of constitutional emergency here in Arizona, not just for the elections, but for everything else, because our elected and selected elitists, the quote unquote leaders, the people that are supposed to be representing us, even concluding all the candidates, nobody else did that. So you know what? The people did it. Because again, we are the government, right? All political power is inherent in the people. So that's the press release that has all that. Now there's talking points in there, and it describes why the country is actually on its way to being completely imploded into destruction. And it also gives you the solutions. But if you do that, what I suggest you to do, take that off, put on your own logo, put no logo, put a picture of a middle finger. I don't care. Take my name off, declare it in your own state, whether you have a show, whether you have a group, if there's three people to get together for a prayer meeting, do that and push that out there and share that on social media. Call it as your own, do it in your own state, because the more people that talk about it, if it becomes the conversation of the country, the narrative of the nation, you're talking about these things, that's when the needle's going to move, right? We're going to hold them accountable. So this is really, really easy. What you're going to do is you're going to do the first click there. You're going to click here. We're demanding no voting machines in Arizona. That actually, the first one goes to all the 61 board of supervisors who actually can make the decision whether they may or they may not have voting machines, right? It takes one county in the country that is a major county to make this happen. That's why I said we could do this in Maricopa County, but we need the help of the country. We're not asking for you guys to show up here. I'm asking you to click a couple buttons and that's it. To do it every day, tell 10 of your friends, takes less than 2 minutes. There's four steps. Now, it goes to that first one. Now, our brain surgeon legislators, the turds here, they were hanging their hat on the SCR 1037, which was about banning the machines, but it was done half-ass and it should have been done differently. We called them out from the beginning, and now we're like, okay, we'll stand behind you and your 1037. Now finish the job, guys, because we knew you just put it out there so we'd get off your asses and that you can go ahead and ask for money. Because now what is it? It's not only wabbit season, duck season, it is candidate season, which means we need your money campaign season, right? Because they want those contributions and donations. So the first one is demanding that they go ahead and ban the machines like they said they were going to. So go ahead and do it, guys. And then the second one is take back our investigate the election fraud and corruption in Arizona, plus the November 8th election. That goes to all 215 elected and selected elitists in Arizona, all the turds, the 90 legislators, the 61 board of supervisors, 15 county recorders, 15 sheriffs, 15 county attorneys, 16.
Shouldn't that also go to Rona McDaniels? Shouldn't you add her in there?
No, because it's national. I don't give a shit about her. I don't give a shit about her and her friends. She is irrelevant and she is a waste. She is a boil in the butt of humanity and a horrible harm of viewing. She's a demon and she's part of the system. So it doesn't matter what she is. And that resolution they put together, that's a bunch of hot air. That means nothing. I haven't even begun to rip that apart yet, but I will. So the third thing that you're going to do is you're going to click on the other one. It says it's take back our unconstitutional elections. It's a notice and a remonstrance. The first one goes to the 61 board of supervisors, which is the ones who make the decision as to how the election is run. They have the ability to may or may not use machines. And then the other one goes to the 90 legislators. That's Republicans and Democrats, because again, two wings, same bird, all they do is poop on your head. Now, in that remonstrance, it's a jot form. The other one's done with Act for America, which is Christine Reagan and Brigitte Gabriel, who they've had that organization for 20 years. Now, the reason why this particular remonstrance, it didn't fit into their software. So however their templates work with their one-click emails, and then it's automatic. So you fill out your information because you have to be a real person, but you could be anywhere in the country, any of these campaigns. So you fill out your information. They're not harvesting it. If you do get an email from them and you don't want to be, because it's automatic that it'll be on their list, just say, no, I don't want to do it. They're not there to beg for money. It's just that they have a $400,000 technology device. I don't have $400,000, so I partner with them so we can go ahead and make this so easy for you guys in order to do that. So once you click on that, it also gives you, you sign a petition, you sign an email. The email goes automatically to those 215 people and then the 61. But it also then gives you a phone script if you want to call them. It gives you their phone number. And it also then gives you a button that you can click, and it posts on Telegram, Facebook, and the Twitter. So you have the ability to do that all inclusively within the campaign. So you don't have to leave that.
X, don't forget, it's X now.
I like the Twitter better. I think that's more appropriate for what a cesspool of disease that it really is. So then you have all that stuff right there. And then what I did on the top of it, if it says turds contact right there at the top. So if you clicked on the turds contact, and it also put it right there, it says contact social media. So it says, tag me, I deserve it. I violate my oath every day. That's your turds, right? So I have not all of them up there yet, but for the most part, there's a whole bunch. And it gives their picture so you can see what they look like. and it gives their phone number, it gives their website that goes to the state, and it has their Facebook and their Twitter link. So then you can go ahead and tag them. And I'm going to add the rest of them this weekend. But
if you do everything on this list, how long is it going to take a person to do everything on that list?
The first time it'll take them about 6 minutes. And then the second time it auto populates, it might take a little bit less. It'll probably take two and a half, maybe three, because it auto populates.
So here's a chance to help participate, help save America, make a difference. And it's going to take you, we'll say some people aren't as technically savvy. So we'll say it's going to take a maximum of 10 minutes the first time.
Way too much. Yeah. Way too much. But I'll give it
a maximum of 10 minutes and less than 5 minutes the second time. There's no reason that all of our listeners, all of our subscribers, the Big Mig Mafia, everybody shouldn't just hop over to this site and give Michelle a hand. She's put a lot of work into this. This is a very easy solution. George, you want to comment on that? Because I got to tell you, it looks very easy. I'm going to do it right after the show. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it right after I get done here.
So, yeah, I think we should do it, and we should post it every day to remind people to do it, take turns and start doing it.
It's
everybody
simple.
In the chat, here's a way to get, you know, to fight back. Speaking of that, though, Michelle, a couple of people asked, how come you're not on True Social? Because there's a lot of people there.
Well, because I was, not
on hold on. Take it easy. Okay. Breathe, Michelle. There's a lot of people that are not there, that are not on Twitter, that are on True Social, that do not know about this, and they probably would like to hear from you and see your stuff there, too. So just think, I would open an account.
Yeah, I did like a month ago, and then I forgot about it because I'm Android. So when they originally did it, we couldn't participate. Mm-hmm. So I have a crew that was just introduced to me last Wednesday and Thursday that they're going to take it and run with it on Truth Social. But then I clicked on my account today to figure out what my screen name was. So I'm going to put that in the links on the top of that Substack. It says social media, and I'm going to add that to it.
Okay.
And I'm going to start posting there. But the one thing I do want to also point out, and this is important, in those remonstrances, again, it says Arizona on it, but if you want to take that remonstrance, because you're going to sign it as a job form, you want to print it out, it gives you all the grievances of the We the People and why our elections are unconstitutional. You can easily take that out, and it says, it gives you instructions in there that if you want to take out of Arizona or and Arizona and put your state, you can actually go ahead and sign that, get it notarized, take it to your own board of supervisors, and you can give them your 2-minute speech, and you can serve them with that document. And it actually means more when you serve them in person. So this is something, again, you can use this in your own state if you wanted to go in person, right? You want to do in person. Otherwise, I want you to just focus on Arizona, because it just takes one county, one pressure. Could you imagine if Wendy Dodgers got a million emails in her inbox every day telling her to do her job? How amazing would that be? Now, the other thing on there too,
yeah,
is
that
the
would
court
be amazing.
Case. Wouldn't that be great? Like, oh, yeah. Victory, like, because she's not doing her job, but she wants $50,000 a month from you to hold people accountable, but that's your job description. So I'm still not understanding how that works. Now, the court case that Daniel Wood and the affidavit mom has filed, which is a constitutional question on whether our elections are unconstitutional or not, that's there too. So you can click on that and you can download that. Now, I want you to read that, and it's very easy to read. It's not like a typical mumbo jumbo attorney case with just stuff that you don't even know what the hell you're reading. It's in simple English because it's written by a human being, and it's written also in using common law, not administrative law. That's why it's actually moving forward right now through the court system in a very interesting way, because they're fighting back. They're trying to take the common law and put it into, because it's in a judicial court system now, and they want to put it back in the administrative where they have all the power, and they're keeping it in the common law. So it's very interesting. Well, the violations that the attorney that represents the legislators, Warren Peterson and Ben Thoma, they already are in default, but yet the rest of the courts don't seem to want to acknowledge that. So technically the whole thing should be in the favor of our side, which is to Daniel Wood and the affidavit mamas. But I want you to read that because it gives you talking points. It gives you all the ammo that you need to actually understand all of this constitutional, unconstitutional, the elections, and then some, and it gives you your power, because you're going to become emboldened. You're going to be like, well, damn it, I got all the information. Now go after these guys and call them out on their bullshit, because that's what we need to do. We got to hold them accountable. That's the whole point of this. It's all about the public letting their voices be heard. And I tell people, get your aggressions out, but just don't say anything really stupid.
All right, Michelle, in the time we have left, I'm going to cut you off here because we're out of time, and I don't mean to do that. We have a lot to talk to. We'll have you back on. Do me a favor. Tell people where they can find you on social media first. Give them the names of your websites again. So on X, where can they find you? What is your handle?
X is the old show. So it's Everything Home Tea. Now, what I did is I made it easy. So if you just go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. Now on the tab, if you look to the right, it says social media links. So you can click on that and it lists all the social media links. So it's whatever platform that you want. It just makes it easy. So I always want you guys going to one place because then I can get the information out for the Substack. Now I'm going to tell you one thing. Remember earlier in the show, I said there's a lot of things in other categories in Arizona. Now, a friend of mine who, Lucy and I, who does our show, Jesus Rocks, she told me this information 2 years ago. She told Lucy it 4 years ago. We've been asking her to go public with it. Well, she finally did. She went on Alex Newman's show on Thursday of last week. Now, I'm just going to give you some of the categories so you understand how pivotal Arizona is to all of the people's lives in the whole country, because literally this is the HQ for all kinds of crazy nefarious things that they're doing. So not only is the CIA being run out of ASU through the president, who is Michael Crow, CITL is one of the groups from the Spanish company that dealt with the 2020 election and the fraud. InQtel is their venture capital fund, and that's coming out of here too. Big tech, 5G smart cities, biotech and gene therapy. They did a pandemic exercise here in 2008 and 2019, which we didn't even know about. And you're talking about nanotechnology, AR, mRNA, genetic modifications for human beings. All of these companies, they're all here. Okay, so they're all working in cooperation. So when I say Arizona is literally the pits of hell with a hub, the elections is just part of it. So all of these things that you hear that are coming from here and here and all this stuff, maybe other countries, that all the HQs, all of the operations that they've been working on this stuff for years, all is coming out of the state of Arizona.
Well, you've been given a toolbox. Michelle has given you enough information. Obviously, we have hit you guys with a tsunami of information. You've got a solution. Get to the website. Make a difference. Give her a hand. Let's spam the hell out of Wendy Rogers' email box. Let's just crash that thing with so many contacts.
All of them.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's just hammer them down. Listen, we love you guys. George, you want to take us out? Tell them where to subscribe, what they can do for the Big Mig to support.
Sure.
And Michelle, thank you so very much for joining us here on the Big Mig. We really appreciate what you're doing for the country.
Hit that like and subscribe, follow button for the Big Mig Rumble. Locals, too, do the same thing. You can follow us on X, Lance Migliaccio, G. Ballantine, the Big Mig Show. Everywhere else, it's Lance Migliaccio, the Big Mig, George Ballantine. Don't forget my personal assistant, our confidant, AZ3 Presenter for Life on X and 3 Presenter for Life on True Social.
No, he's AZ3 Presenter 14 on X.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's tricky. You got to keep on track with that. See, I got it right. Rich, you caught that, right? Hey,
about time
YouTube,
you got
don't
right.
forget YouTube. Follow us on YouTube and Cloud Hub.
So, Michelle, I'm going to leave everybody with this before we end this. Steve Stern, when am I going to hear Michelle Swinnick for Congress? When is that going up? We love you guys. Goodbye.
The moment you have no machines.
Yeah, exactly, because you got a chance to win. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Big Mig Mafia. We love you guys. She's We're out. Liberty means anything at all. It means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
They are watching you. Big Brother, Big Tech, and hardened criminals, too. Today, everyone is being tracked, then profiled, analyzed, and your information used against you, sold to the highest bidder, or just outright stolen. Even worse, the coming AI state, artificial intelligence, is now watching you like never before. Without privacy, you have no freedom. Every patriot, every American citizen believes we are a government of the people and by the people, not the other way around. So the time to act is now. Reclaim your right to privacy with Alias ID. Learn more at aliasid.com and try these powerful and proven tools that deliver dependable results, backed by our $1 million privacy protection guarantee against data breach. It's all yours, risk-free for 45 days. You have nothing to lose but a lifetime of privacy and freedom to regain until Big Brother and Big Tech changes for the better and forever.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows, regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.